This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm really glad to be here with you today. I have a very special guest. Her name is Patty Henry. She's going to be talking about how it's time to take responsibility for what you're doing or not doing and for what you're thinking and what you're feeling. Patty is a psychotherapist in private practice since 1988 who has worked with thousands of couples, families, and individuals over the years. She believes it's possible to heal ourselves, heal each other, and ultimately heal the world. Her latest book is called Two Lifetimes from Fear to Love. Welcome to the show, Patty. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Mari. I'm great. I'm glad to be here. And really, I have to tell you, I'm glad to be anywhere because 2 years ago, I had over 100 tumors in my brain.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I had a stem cell transplant, and So I'm just glad to be alive. Another day, every day I wake up, and it's just like, oh, yes. So
that's awesome. What are you so passionate about what you do? Wow. So tell us a little bit about, how you got to what you're doing today to help people.
Okay. I went to therapy when I was 20, and I had 10 sessions, and I thought it was just a waste of my time. But when I was 25, I thought, that guy was right. And his wisdom I started listening to. And so I have always liked teaching, and I wanted to teach people that wanted to learn, wanted to be there, and, get paid for it. So I thought, well, what can I do? And I thought I could be a therapist. And so I went back and got my graduate degree, and I've been a therapist for 32 years now, and it's wonderful. It's just an honor to walk with people in their journeys.
That's beautiful. That I just love that. I love that you say I wanted to teach people who want to learn, and that's so true. Because usually when you're going to therapy, you're ready to make some changes in your life, and it's such a blessing to work with people who want to make, to change, to do something. So you talk about a lot about emotionally empowering both women and men. Can you tell us a little bit more deeply about this? How that can be done? Yeah.
I wrote the book, The Emotionally Unavailable Man, A Blueprint for Healing. And I'll tell you a little story about it. The book came out on a Tuesday, and somebody called and asked me to speak at a conference on Friday. And I thought to myself, don't you already have your speakers in order? And the guy said, oh, yeah, but we're going to put you in at lunchtime from 12 to 1. And I said, well, will they have been in a session from 9 to 12 and again at 1 to 4? Yes. I said, well, who's going to come? Do you provide lunch? They said, no, everybody's on their own for lunch. And I thought, okay. I said yes. I brought 20 handouts, and 278 people came.
Wow.
I thought we have hit a nerve here with emotional unavailability. And so I started working with couples and healing the emotional unavailability, and so it's been quite a journey. When I went in the hospital for my cancer in my brain, I was in off and on for over a year, maybe a year and a half, and in isolation. And when I got out, finally, I thought, I have to finish this book, Two Lifetimes. It's been bugging me for a long time, and it's time to do it because life is short. I could have been gone, you know, when I was in the hospital. But, yeah, so I got on it, and I finished two lifetimes, and now it's available to the public.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the book. What was your inspiration for it?
Well, I've been a therapist, like I said, for 32 years, and so I see people every day that are in pain and suffering, and I was thinking, how do you get out of that? How do I help them move from living in this fearful place and wounded mm-hmm. place over to living in a fully alive place where they are their empowered self? And so the idea of two lifetimes came to me, that we really get to live two, or we have the opportunity to live two lifetimes on the planet. The first one is run by fear and suffering, mm-hmm. and the second one is run by love, the higher energy vibration. So that's what my book's about. And it's really a blueprint, helping people shift from one to the other, walking with people as they do their work, their emotional work, to get to their adult self.
Mm-hmm. What would you think you recommend as the first step for someone who is still, you know, living in fear or motivated by fear, let's put it that way, who wants to shift over? Yeah.
Yeah. My first step is get this book and read it, because it outlines things to do. And I've had so many people say to me, oh, I wish I had this information 20 years ago or 30 years ago. I could have prevented a lot of pain. And so I want people to have it. One of my clients bought 50 copies. I said, what are you going to do with 50 copies? She said, I'm giving them out to everybody that gets married. Because if you have this information in the beginning and you understand it, then you can, you know, really thrive.
Yes.
So
that's fantastic. Wow. You know, it reminds me of the success you had with your almost $300 people audience when you were talking about unavailability. That still blows my mind. I'm still going back to that. How did it feel to walk into a room and then all of a sudden there was almost 300 people there?
Well, people kept coming in and streaming in and streaming in. And I don't know who counted them, but somebody did. I was just amazed and thought, you know, this really is a problem in our society and in the world, that we on purpose teach little boys to shut down their emotional development. You know, we shame them if they're crying. We, you know, tell them, suck it up. And that is, you know, damaging. Everybody comes with their emotional self, and little girls get to develop it, and little boys don't. I mean, it's shifting. People are getting more conscious and not shutting down their sons as much, but I still hear it, you know, in the grocery store, in Target, you know, I'll give you something to cry about, and it's like, oh my gosh. I try to be comforting and have compassion in the store, and my husband said, someday you're going to get shot. And I said, well, I'll get shot doing what I think is right. So, you know.
Yeah, even for women, even for girls, you know, you're too emotional because, you know, of course we have emotions, you're too emotional. Why are you getting so emotional over this? And even when I was a child, especially in school, I remember an incident. So it can be damaging to us as well because we don't, you know, let our feelings out, and that's really, really bad for us. Very good.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the main message, Patty, that you want to bring to the public today?
I guess my main message is that you are magnificent. You are capable. You can do the work to move out of living in fear to living in the authentic, empowered self. I believe in you, and you can do this. And my book will help you, so make sure and read it. And if you have any questions, email me, and we'll talk. So, it's to know that you are capable yourself. And the other message, I guess, overall is you are in charge of your life. Mm-hmm. That's sometimes a surprise to people, thinking somebody else is going to. I remember when I learned it, I was in an adult Children of Alcoholics meeting, and the leader said, you are in charge of your life. You are responsible for your happiness. And I remember thinking to myself, you're kidding. I don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who I thought was responsible, but it surely wasn't me. But it turns out it is each one of us responsible for what you're thinking, doing, not doing, feeling. If you don't like something in your life, you don't like how you feel, you have to take responsibility to change something.
Right. I love that. Yeah.
Another thing I teach people is you have to turn in your victim card.
Hmm.
You have to be willing to say, I'm responsible. You didn't make me do it. I mean, I hear people say, I'm not allowed to. Really? Because you're in charge of your life. Oh, my partner will get upset if I don't do it, or I'm going to get in trouble. And I'm like, this is where you have to call on your adult self, because mm-hmm. you're not 4 years old anymore. You're not 6 years old going to get punished. Oh, she punishes me or he punishes me. It's like, and you, your part is you need boundaries and you need a voice.
Yes, absolutely. So true, Betty.
Yeah.
I began to find my voice. What a difference it made. You know, I love the words authentically empowered self. Just listening mm-hmm. to those words makes you feel empowered. And and I remember when I began to step into authenticity and how I felt. And I actually was in a relationship where he would, quote unquote, punish me, right? But I mm-hmm. found my voice. I started to just stand up for myself just by speaking out. And
yes.
All of a sudden, the punishing stopped because it was so different. You know, it was like the whole
right.
thing, we're at a 360. So as we begin to speak up for ourselves, change is
yes.
happening. My life. Yeah. Would you like right. to speak to that a little bit?
Well, just saying, don't talk to me that way. I want to understand what you're saying, but you cannot talk to me in that condescending way or sarcastic way or something. I want to be respected. And that's part of giving that voice.
Yes. I like that. I want to be respected in those I statements of And you know, like taking responsibility, you talked about a few moments ago, it's very easy, or sometimes we grow up looking at life being almost like we're puppets and everybody else is handling it for us. And we're
yes.
still that child, like you say, that four-year-old afraid to say anything or do something different because we're going to get scolded. Nobody wants to be scolded, right? But how wonderful. Go ahead.
You're... Adult self actually has a boundary when somebody's scolding you. Excuse me, I don't know who you think you're talking to, but I don't let people talk to me that way. You know, you just hold up your hand and say stop, you know, and we teach people how to treat us, and so we have to teach them I'm worth respect. I'm worth a kindness, and you are too.
Absolutely. You know, we teach people how to treat us. I remember when I learned that, that just kind of blew my mind because I thought, of course not, because I don't want to be treated this way. What would I teach someone? Well, by allowing them to treat you that way, right? That was
right.
just such a mind-blowing fact for me to understand. And with that came the solution of, okay, if I don't allow them to treat me this way, then things will change. So that's another really big statement that people how to treat you. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Patty a question, the lines are open. And you can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
21 of the world's 25 deadliest snakes live in Australia. Something every Aussie boy knows, especially when you hear something drop onto the tin roof of your cubby house and have no way of getting out. Josiah's story will make your heart beat faster and inspire you with moments of wonder. An everyday boy, but not an everyday life. Josiah by Jason Potter. Available now in ebook and paperback from www.jasonpotter.com.au and all quality bookshops.
Life isn't always easy. Work-life balance is often a struggle, and we feel we are losing control. When life becomes stressful, our work suffers, our health suffers, or worse. It doesn't have to be like this. Take the first step toward gaining control. Do it today by investing in work-life balance coaching with Christian Reiber at wellnesswithchristian.com. Christian helps you balance your life by placing control back into your hands, giving you time to live the life you deserve. Text Christian today at 716-785-2685 or visit wellnesswithchristian.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Patty Henry, talking about how it's time to take responsibility for your own life. So, Patty, your new book called Two Lifetimes, From Fear to Love, I just want to clarify for the listener, are you talking about reincarnation? Are you talking about two lifetimes in our body? Could you clarify that a little bit?
Yes. I'm not talking about reincarnation at all. I'm talking about growing up. And until you grow up and take charge of your life, then you're coming from the child part, the scared part, the I'm not allowed to. And, yeah, that's one lifetime. And there's a lot of pain in that. And when you really get, wait a minute, I'm in charge of my life, everything, you're kidding, then you start stepping into your power and your authentic self. And that's where the good stuff is. That's where love is. That's where joy is. That's where peace is. All the good stuff is in lifetime too. I think that that's our mission on the planet, is to move from lifetime one, acknowledge what happened to you, process it, transform it into something positive you can use to be part of the healing of the world. Like, for example, my dad was alcoholic. And so because of that, I'm a better therapist. Because of that, I'm a therapist at all. Because that wounding had to get transformed into something positive.
Right. I love that. That's really beautiful. We have a caller, so let's take a moment to take our caller.
Okay, great.
Hello, you're on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Al.
Al, did you have a question for Patty or something?
I did.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
More of a comment. I just wanted to say that I agree 100% of what you're saying. You know, like you just commented, you know, I came from alcoholic parents, and I blame them for everything in my life that went wrong. But, you know, when that light bulb went on and I took responsibility for things and you know, got over that anger, and, you know, I mean, you see the world from a different angle, or, you know, I don't know if that makes any sense, but, you know, when you get rid of that guilt, that rage, that anger, and you know what I mean, when you can get over that hurdle is when things will really change in your life. But I'm just enjoying, you know, listening to you, so I just want to keep you going, but I just agree with everything you're saying.
Okay, great. Well, I hope you get a copy of my book and let me know how you like it.
I will. Thank you.
Okay,
thanks. You all again. Wow, that's really cool. Very good.
Yeah. Yes.
So is it going up? Go ahead.
Oh, I just have people that, you know, have been working on resolving the stuff they're carrying around, the anger and the hurt, and getting to forgiveness, forgiveness of the people that hurt you and forgiveness of yourself for it taking so long to get here. And they call me one day and say, oh, my gosh, it all makes sense all of a sudden. I can see it. And it's sort of like one of those pictures, you know, that has a picture inside of a picture. And if you look at it at a certain angle, all of a sudden another picture pops out. And it was there all along, but you couldn't see it. And so awakening is like that. When you really get, oh, wow, I'm in charge. I mean, Gandhi taught us always turn the searchlight inward. You always have a part, and to look for it.
Yeah.
So I want to say a little bit about marriage, too, because there marriage also has two lifetimes. And the first one is all of our childhood wounds come and we wound each other. And then we have the opportunity to do it differently and actually use our energy to heal each other, to be a healing force. And I liken it to running a marathon. You know, every runner will tell you in their first marathon especially, you hit the wall. And every muscle in your body says, don't run anymore. Don't move. Don't lift your leg up. Don't do this. Stop. And it's so painful. But every runner will also tell you, if you finish the race, you have to push through that. Mm. You have to say, come on, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. And what I noticed in marriage is that when people hit the wall, which every marriage does, the people that are willing to sit down and talk about it and negotiate and go to therapy and work on why you're triggering me and push through that wall, then they get to good marriages.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. I never thought of it that way before. And I guess because of our high divorce rate, people do give up quickly.
Yeah.
There may be work to suit before waiting to be able to get over that hurdle. Because, you know, life, as much as joy as you can create in your life, and who doesn't want to have a life full of joy, there are always sad moments, of course. You know,
right.
There's circumstances, there's sadness, you just can't avoid that.
Well, when your authentic self is in charge, your empowered adult self, then whatever is handed to you, you can handle it. Whether it's a loss or, you know, getting fired from a job or being in an accident, whatever the universe hands you, you can handle it. One step at a time, you can figure it out. The child self says, I don't know how to do that. And the adult self says, I don't know how to do it, but I'm smart. And I can figure it out. And so I'm going to brainstorm, come up with some ideas that might be helpful. Pick one. Own it. Say, okay, I'm going to take this route. Own that there are consequences for every choice. And be okay with it. It's like, well, I still got to move forward.
Mm-hmm. I like that about being okay with it. Because we make the best choice we see at the time, right? Later on, you may go back and say, oh, that wasn't really a good choice, but we didn't go into it saying, I'm going to make this bad choice and suffer for it. No.
That's right. Everybody does what they think is the best thing to do. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you get more information later, then you realize, oh, that's not working. So you go back and brainstorm options, pick another one. Don't be afraid to change direction. But Maya Angelou taught, we do better when we know better. And until we know better, we can't do better. So it's okay. And to just keep growing, keep learning, keep showing up and saying, don't talk to me that way. I mean, keep going toward the things that are frightening. and your comfort zone will get bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that comfort zone getting bigger and bigger, because stepping out of your comfort zone, as necessary as it is, sounds really scary. But expanding your comfort zone, what a beautiful idea and what a wonderful way to phrase it. I love that, Patty. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes. Well, I mean, the reality is to expand your comfort zone, you have to go outside of your comfort zone. So it will feel uncomfortable for a while. But if you stay the course, then your comfort zone will get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be so small. And we want to expand our comfort zone to be comfortable anywhere, anytime, with anyone, and be able to show up.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Anywhere, anytime, with anyone. That's a big, big thing to aspire to. I love that. Let's talk for a minute about how to get a hold of your book, Patty, so all the listeners know.
Okay. I think the easiest way is just go to Amazon. It's on Amazon. You type in Two Lifetimes, Patty Henry, and it'll come up. You can also go to my publisher, which is Balboa Press. They sell it there. I sell it at conferences, but Amazon really is the fastest way, and they deliver quickly, and, you know, you just want to read it then when you get it, you know, just get it and start reading. And I tell people, you know, read 2 minutes a day. That's enough. But then they start reading it and they're like, oh, I want some more of this. I want some more of it. And pretty soon they find that they're deep into it. I've had people have said, I read it in one sitting. I said, don't bother me. I'm reading this amazing book. Leave me alone. And so you can do it that way too.
Very good. That's a wonderful compliment. And if you want to get a hold of Patty or email her, et cetera, she has a website. It's patty-henry.com. So P-A-T-T-I-Henry, H-E-N-R-Y.com, and you can find her there. Anyone last thing you want to say to a listener? We have about a couple of minutes left.
Oh, just don't let somebody tell you you're different than who you are. For you to really listen to that still small voice inside of you, some people call it the God voice, and know that you are here on purpose on the planet at this point in time. There's never been anybody exactly like you, or will there be? Came to this country, this gender, this sexuality, this skin color, and this family that you were born into. And so there's nobody else but you that has all that criteria. So your talents, your everything, it's so unique and beautiful. So hold on to who you are, and don't let somebody tell you you're stupid or ugly or whatever. That's really not about you. It's about the other person's pain.
Mm-hmm.
And learning how to separate that is not about me. I'm good. I'm always safe. I tell clients to practice, I am safe.
Mm-hmm.
I am lovable. And to mantra that I am safe. I'm divinely made. I'm safe beyond this relationship. I'm safe at a big way. And and the other thing is to really be grateful for this amazing journey that we call life, with its twists and turns and ups and downs and, you know, cancer and no cancer. You know, it's just always interesting. To me, it reminds me of one of those rides that they have at Disney World or Disneyland, where you step into the boat and it takes you on this little track, and you turn the corner and there's a whole other scene going on. Then you go some more and there's another scene going on. And that's kind of how our life is.
Yeah,
just a surprise. Lots of surprises. Enjoy them.
Nice. Very nice. So we're out of time, Fatty. Thank you so much for being on the show today. It's such a pleasure having you.
Thank you for having me, Mari.
Totally my pleasure. And thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Catch us next time. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.